Hello and good afternoon to Three Tune Tuesday for the first day of November, November 1st, 2022. If you were just here and listening to us and listening to Dead Air on Challenge of the Yukon, we apologize for that. New month, new technical difficulties. We found them, we corrected them, it won't happen again. Apologies for that. So November 1st, welcome everybody, welcome to Lunch Hour. I am your host, Victor of Doom. You are listening to Blind Skeleton Online Radio. And we have successfully made our way through yet another Halloween season. If you're like me, there have been a number of these Halloween seasons that have been successfully navigated through. If you've had a few less than me, which is a good deal likely, congratulations. Definitely something to take some pride in. We have made our way through 4 weeks of the Halloween season. We have successfully scared away all the goblins, ghoulies, and ghosts for another year. Unfortunately, we've still got our politicians to deal with. They're not quite so easy to scare away. But at least those from the Netherworld should be put away, scared away, and run away for the next calendar year. In my household, we will begin to pack up this week, get all of the dark things put away, all the orange things for Thanksgiving brought out, and should you be wandering through the Blind Skeleton household anytime over the next 11 months, and you do happen to hear some thumping and bumping and grinding coming from somewhere in the house, fret not. It's just the skeletons trying to come back out of the closet. So last night was a really, really good night here. We set up outside in the front. You know, we had a really, really good turnout. We had lots of people, lots of kids show up, lots of really good costumes. Some homemade ones, some that have been cobbled together, some that were, you know, store-bought. They were really, really good, and lots of children. It was really good to see them out. I don't recall the last time I've seen that many children, you know, out for Halloween. It was really nice to see kids getting their inner kid on again. It's about time kids are allowed to be kids again and have a really good time and really sugar themselves up on a whole lot of candy. You know, brings me to today. Today is a day that I do personally feel almost ought to be a national day off of school. I can't imagine either the teachers nor the children really wanting to be there. The kids are suffering a combination of sugar highs and sheer exhaustion, and I'm sure the teachers are suffering something very similar, and I'm pretty sure today is going to be a day where not as much teaching goes on as normal. I know for myself, the youngest has stayed home. He slept until probably 9 o'clock this morning, which is really abnormal for him. So be it. To all those teachers who are dealing with children right now, you have my apologies. To all those parents who managed to ship their kids off to school for the day, congratulations, you've got some time to sleep. So now I've got to move on from Halloween-inspired songs and find something else to inspire me for the next couple of weeks. I was going to just choose a couple of, or three, random songs from my collection and plop them down and start playing them. But I thought that since we're changing things up, it might be really fun to get back down to the basics for some music and some songs. And I'm talking really, really basics. I went through and I pulled out the oldest record that I have in my collection. It's from my oldest disc record, anyway. I do happen to have cylinder records, which are older, but my Edison cylinder player is currently not working, so I'm not playing any of those. This record that I have coming up first, most basic one that I have, is from 1902. It's a song from Jan Kubelik. It's called Serenade. This is on the Monarch Record label. Monarch Records was, really, it was a Victor Talking Machine label. Monarch Records were manufactured in Europe, and they were exported to both North and South America. This was back at the time that most records only had a song on one side, and the flip side of the record was either flat, or it had a really interesting design on it. And this one happens to have a really interesting design. I really ought to take a picture of it and place it up on the Blind Skeleton webpage. It's really quite pretty. It's very artistic. So we're just going to kick things off here with a short violin song from 1902. Serenade by Jan Kubelik, and hopefully that came through for everyone. Don't see why it wouldn't, but I did get one person send me a message that the sound was not there. Apologies, I'm sure it came through. I'm feeling good about it. So, not sure about anyone else. November, to me, is the second month of the holiday, end-of-year holiday trifecta. You know, it's almost like 3 months worth of holidays and celebrations in some form. We've got Halloween through the month of October. We have, of course, Thanksgiving in the month of November. And we finish it off with Christmas in December. You know, it's 3 months worth of all sorts of good things. November is probably my third of the three favorite months of those three. You know, I love October. November begins to get a little cool. It's not sure if it wants to be cool or warm. The leaves are still, you know, kind of green, not quite falling yet. And we get to the end of the month. And by the end of the month, everything is just absolutely beautiful. I will take the entire week of Thanksgiving off work, spend it just goofing around with the kids, having a good time, sleeping in, drinking way too much coffee, and hopefully by then we will still have some some Halloween candy to share and enjoy. Hopefully by the beginning of December, we will have some Halloween candy still to be able to perhaps decorate some gingerbread houses with. There's so much candy in October and Halloween. I don't know personally what to do with it all. It's kind of like 3 months worth of fattening ourselves up. We eat more candy than any one person should eat in October and the first bit of November. Just as we get over that, we hit Thanksgiving and we stuff ourselves full again, you know, for 1 or 2 or 3 days. There's the huge feast on Thanksgiving. There's the feast after Thanksgiving. There's the weekend full of leftovers. And when Monday rolls around, we're all just barely able to roll ourselves out of bed. And just as we begin to work that off, we begin eating Christmas cookies and all sorts of sweets, and then the Christmas feast rolls around. And it goes on and on. It's 3 months of fattening ourselves up. Now, Hansel and Gretel have absolutely nothing on us. Now, we do this to ourselves on purpose. And finally, when January rolls around, it's like, you know, I can begin to get back to normal. It's cold outside, I can't go bike riding, I can't go jogging. How am I going to wear off these 50 pounds of sugar that I happen to eat? Ultimately, of course, we make it through. Hopefully, none of you will put on the same 50 pounds that I manage to every year as well. Nonetheless, good times. We're into November, and we are continuing through our lunch period of basic music. Go back in time with me, if you will, far, far before the advent of records and spring technology and any form of steam power. I'm talking thousands of years ago. Go back thousands of years with me. And we still had music. Music was very basic, but it was music. There was singing, there were horns, and there were drums. And those were really our original instruments. The human voice, something to beat on, and a horn from an animal to blow through. That was how we communicated. That was how we worshipped. That was how we entertained ourselves. We're not quite going back that far into the basics here, but we are going back a little bit to something really fun for our next song. Arthur Pryor was a music conductor in the early 20th century, and he's one of my favorites. He's done a lot of really neat things, particularly with pre-electric recording. He was really good at it at the time. You know, this was very basic types of recording. It was essentially playing music or singing into the large end of a funnel, and having the sound transcribed through a needle that recorded on whatever surface was there. This was very, very basic. And he did a really good job at it. He was almost a master at it. And not only was he using instruments, in this next song, which I will tell you the name of after I play it, he found other ways to make some really basic music that just came through. So I'm going to flip on this next song. This is from Arthur Pryor and his band from 1914.
Thank you.
All right, and that was Arthur Pryor and his band from 1914. If you were able to tell what that distinctive clanking was, congratulations. If you were not, don't be too disappointed. That was a forge. The name of the song was Forge in the Forest. And yes, he actually had a hammer and anvil that he was beating on as part of that song. We're talking about basic music today, and you can't get much more basic than beating on something with a hammer. So, incidentally, that particular song, that record, was played on my Sonora, which is badly misused or underused by me. I don't play on it that much. Typically, I am playing on either my one Columbia or a couple of old Victrolas that I have. But I do have that Sonora, and it gives a really nice sound. It's a little quieter than the others, but it's also a very small studio, and it works really well. There's no big echo, it doesn't sound tinny. It's got a really, really nice sound and feel to it. I like it. I need to use it a lot more often. So these records at the time, 1902 in particular, was still very, very, very early for disc records. Records up until that point primarily were made on cylinders out of wax. It was a hard wax, it wasn't like candle wax, but it was still wax. And at the time, the wax cylinders actually sounded much better than the disc records did. Of course, you know, times changed, and by 1905, 1906, and such, the disc records began to sound much, much better and began to do away with the cylinders. I'm really hoping to get a couple of my cylinder player up and running soon so I can share some of those songs. Now, a few of those songs from the late 1800s are just really fun to listen to. But moving on, we're going to finish up the day with a group that I have played before, and I will likely continue to play because they are one of my favorites. This is a song from a band called Six Brown Brothers, and they were, in fact, brothers. There were six of them, and their last name, their surname, was indeed Brown. They were a vaudeville act initially. A lot of the original record artists did come from vaudeville because that's where a lot of the live music came from, of course. What made these folks so interesting and unique was that all of them played saxophones. So it's a saxophone sextet is what they are. Their vaudeville act was as clowns. Five of them would dress up as clowns in whiteface. One would dress up as a clown in blackface, and that was their shtick. That's what they did, and they became very, very popular. They really did begin to revolutionize the saxophone to a point that the Columbia Recording Company ended up making their own saxophone sextet because of the popularity of it. And, of course, the saxophone is still widely regarded as a really top-notch musical instrument today. So we're going to finish up the day with a song from 1917 by the band Six Brown Brothers called Passion Dance. Thank you. And that was Passion Dance by Six Brown Brothers. I have a number of their songs. They are all just as fun. A lot of them are a lot more upbeat. Some of them are just as eerie and spooky. Really nice for this time of year. Okay, so we are finishing up on the half hour. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for spending your lunch hour with me. Listening to me ramble my way through these 30 minutes, sometimes trying to figure out something to say next, even though I do have a sheet of notes here in front of me. You can always send me a note. I love to hear from everyone who's listening. You can find me on Twitter for right now @skeleton_1. Feel free to tweet or twit at me. If you want to jump on just long enough to tell me what other social media I ought to be on, please do. I am branching out into other places right now. Next week, we'll have three more of the same. By all means, hang around, listen to what we've got playing for some old-time radio. We have our schedule set up through the end of November. In December, we will have, of course, some Christmas specials. Lots of Christmas music. If you're kind of tired of listening to the same Christmas music on FM radio, check in with us. We'll have some new fun things for you. We will most likely have some additional live streaming shows through the month of December at some point. Just to share some really fun music with y'all, fun Christmas music. And depending on how that goes, in the new year we might add another second or third live show entirely, as well as some other new things we have coming up completely. So we're going to finish out the half hour here with a couple of lovely stories from the story lady who has managed to find her way here again. Now, she is going to take us through the rest of the half hour to Mr. President, which starts at 12:30 Eastern. Mr. President is an OTR, or old time radio show, sharing stories about U.S. presidents. So please take it away, Story Lady.
It's time once again for the Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today I'd like to tell you a story I call The Fox and the Dog. Once upon a time, there was an old hound dog who came upon a fox during a hunt. "Why do you hunt me?" asked the fox. "I don't know," replied the dog, and he went on his way pondering the question. In due time, he came upon a tiger who pounced upon him. "Why do you pounce upon me?" asked the dog. "I don't know," replied the tiger, and they both joined a monkey who was eating some green bananas.
Is that it? Isn't there any moral, Story Lady?
Well, what do you want, a story and a moral? This is a low-budget show.
Well, a hound dog that asks questions, a tiger that eats bananas with a monkey?
A symbolism, Byron, symbolism.
But that story is completely incomprehensible.
So what? It works for the art films. Stick with me, Byron, and in a few months we'll be through with these two-bit radio shows.
Whatever you say, Story Lady. Be sure to tune in next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells us about the Swedish milkmaid and her experiments with existentialism and the new morality. And now, boys and girls, it's time once again for the Story Lady.
Hello, children. Today's story is one I call Don Quixote. Once upon a time, there was a crazy old man named Don Quixote. Now, this crazy old man thought he was a knight in shining armor and ran around trying to save everyone. But instead, he just fouled up everyone and got himself into a lot of trouble. So the whole country immediately elected him as their president, and they lived happily ever after, except for one incident with a hydrogen bomb.
Thank you, Story Lady.
Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the story lady reveals the informative history of fungo batting from 1894 to 1957.